love you, Dar.
Thank you. You know, I wasn't sure if you remembered. I was here in 2017. Okay, I was fishing. All right, but I am here with Bryn Roberts, as I was the last time. And I mention that right off the bat because he has worked with a lot of jazz people and a lot of rock people and singer-songwriters, and he has an album out there of duets that he's done with some of the people he's worked with, and he and I did a couple of duets for the album as well, and this is one of them. This is I wrote this early on in the mid-90s. I had just done, I'd just been in Canada, and I had done The Artist's Way, you know, that week, the media-free week, because you've all done The Artist's Way. So I did this, and it was in Alberta, Canada. So that was, you know, the landscape and the media were both, you know, kind of flat, and I wrote a song, but it took a lot out of me, and I thought, what if I just indulge myself and do everything I want to do down in Texas? So I ate a lot of chocolate, I watched a lot of television, and I wrote this song, even though you can kind of hear a little bit of Alberta tumbleweed in it, it was... I actually thought I was sort of channeling somebody because I was in my 20s and, you know, artist's way, you believe you're channeling ghosts, all that stuff. And, you know,
you go, girl.
Well, yeah, because I still do. But I was writing this and then I realized that I thought, this is somebody else's song and it's mine. They're all me, you know, of course. This is absolutely, you know, trying to... figure out who to be for who to be the how to be the best pro. I don't like those terms, you know, living your best life. So self-righteous, but and so like shamey. You're like, oh, I'm not worried. You know, I'm not judging you. I just feel like you're not living your best life. Like, so I guess actually that's what this song was kind of reckoning. It was sort of how to be good, how to do the things I wanted to, but also to be loving to all the people around me, kind of figuring out their own way. This is called If I Wrote You.
Oh, yeah!
I never thought you were the letter-writing type. So now I see the word you chose, the way you write. So I started to write back about the trees and the snow. And I saw a bird, couldn't say what it was, but I thought you'd know. You always surprised me.
You would know me. But I thought the world needed love and a steady hand. So I steady now. You will.